Are you going to spend more or less on back-to-school shopping this year? The economy is top of mind, according to a new survey from Mall of America. And I'm always interested in this. I mean, for me, Jill Renslow from Mall of America, who joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jill, it's good to visit with you.
Hello, it's great to connect with you. It's all things back to school.
Well, I'm sending two kids off to college, one to NYU in New York City, one to USC in LA. And so I believe my back to school spending is approximately $200,000. That's what I don't know. I don't know where that falls on your survey, but it is. Oof. The college spend is different from buying the notebooks and updating the fashion. That's for sure.
Oh, I can relate. I have a sophomore and a junior in college. So, yes, I think our spending is a little bit outside of the survey rate.
Jill, how rich are we going to be when those kids are we're not helping with tuition? It's just going to be game changing. I can't even imagine it.
I hope it comes full circle and they know that who they need to support when they make it big someday.
Yes. Oh, those kids are going to be changing adult diapers as far as I'm concerned. That's how that's going to go. All right. So you guys survey, you do this survey every year. I am fascinated with sort of the fact that the economy, we've seen people pulling back on spending throughout the economy. The impact of tariffs hasn't quite hit yet, but I think the fear and the uncertainty has affected so many different areas. What are you seeing when you ask people about what they're thinking for back to school shopping?
Yeah, as we're not surprised that people are looking for deals. You know, they're really being smart with their budgets. They're spreading their dollars out, starting early, getting some of the supplies, and then adding in the essentials from a fashion perspective. And then even waiting until the kids go back to school, especially for the elementary, middle school, and high schoolers, to then add to their wardrobe as they go. So spreading out that spending is important, looking for a lot of deals. But, you know, 33% of people are planning to spend about the same amount as last year. There's another 30% that they're just not sure yet based on what they're going to be spending. But 60% are definitely tightening their budgets. So it's not, you know, not a surprise based on where the economy is. But we all know that we want to get those essentials for the kids and also, you know, those key items like the backpack and new shoes and some jeans and leggings and things like that. So making sure they have what they need, but just being smart this year.
I'm always interested, you know, back to school shopping has really changed from just checking off the list that the school sends out. It has become like a vacation touch point, a family moment. How does that sort of manifest itself as far as whether people plan on coming in person, which feels a little more in the spirit of like, I don't know, picking out that backpack with your daughter or something like that, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a tradition around back to school shopping. I mean, if you look back in the days, it was exciting to go with mom and dad or with grandma and grandpa to be able to get some of those special things from back to school. And it's more than just the shopping. It is truly a tradition where you can go out and have lunch and maybe go do some rides or some fun things. Yeah. That's why we love Mall of America, because 70% of people combine shopping with dining and entertainment attractions. It's really that outing that the kids and families look forward to. And so we love to be able to host families during the back to school season.
The survey found that 95% plan to do at least some of their shopping in person this year. 40% say they'll shop entirely in person. Did you survey people who are shopping at the mall? Or was it? I mean, that seems like such a high number.
It is a high number. I mean, it's through our social channels. So yeah, a lot of them are fans.
They're mall fans. Right.
Yes. Okay. So it's skewed a little bit as far as from a mall perspective, but recognizing we wanted to see where our shoppers were at and how we could enhance their shopping experience for this upcoming season.
Right. Yeah, I do think. Do you remember like what you would get excited to pick out when you were doing back to school back when you were a kid?
Okay, way back in the dinosaur ages, as my kids would tell me when I went to school, you know, I was excited about, you know, the Trapper Keepers. You always wanted to get the new design or the lunchbox or just the colorful notebooks. So you had the matching folders and notebooks and all those fun things. But it's definitely evolved, and we're seeing the big trend this year is the keychains that you hook on your backpacks. And it's at all different levels, whether they hook them on their book bags or backpacks or fanny packs, whatever that is. There's a lot of different keychains to really just let people kind of customize their look for the
season.
So is
this like the
really affordable?
Like the Labubu? Is that
Labubus?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's those kind of
things. One item, but yeah, they're all over the place. And what I love is they're all at different price points. So really, it's something that everybody can afford.
That is cool. I think that personalization and customization, I mean, that's what I remember picking out the lunchbox, like the lunchbox, the backpack, and the Trapper Keeper. For sure it was the Trapper Keeper.
We're aging ourselves with a Trapper Keeper. But
do they
also,
not do that anymore? Like, what is I guess not. Like, I don't know. Kids aren't, like, allowed to carry around a backpack as much, right? So that sort of changed. Maybe that changed the Trapper Keeper game. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, as far as it's all the different essentials. But what I love is just that the kids, you know, can get a chance to get some of those essentials early on from some of the big box retailers and then take their time and getting some of those fun items. And shoes are a big thing. So when
shoes,
we ask
shoes
shoppers,
were that was big for me.
Yep,
too.
It's supplies and it's shoes. And the number one brand that people bring up is Nike, of course.
Of course, yeah.
There's so many options out there. And to customize your shoes is super cool now, too. There's so many brands that are allowing you to either personalize it with your name, your athletic number. You know, if you're in sports, you can put that in your shoes now. You can color select. So it's really cool
That's
to be
cool.
able to
yeah.
create your own style.
You know, when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to get, like, the good Nikes. You know, you can get, like, the cheaper Nikes or the good Nikes. But I remember... Do you remember the kangaroos, like the ruse,
oh, yes. yep.
with like the little Velcro and like the little pouch on the shoe? And I just thought this was the coolest thing ever. And then you come to school and you're like, well, this was cool like 3 years ago. Everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing? But that was sort of my childhood. It was still exciting. You were like, I don't know. I wasn't sad that I couldn't get the fancy Nike stuff. But now, like, to be able to customize with your number, your like school colors or something, that's pretty sick.
It is very cool. So, I mean, beyond shopping, I do want to highlight we're doing some really cool things, recognizing people are having some budget challenges this yeah. back-to-school season. So we're giving $10,000 of gift cards away during the back-to-school season. And this starts next week on our birthday. Believe it or not, Mall of America is turning 33 years old next week on August 11th. And that's when we're kicking off our back-to-school $10,000 gift card giveaway. So all you need to do is come to the mall. You come to the north side, you scan our app on your phone to see if you're a winner, and we're giving away thousands and thousands of dollars. So it's a really easy way to get a kickstart in your back-to-school shopping.
Pretty cool. Very fun. Hopefully people have a great back-to-school season. I know lots of schools. Minnesota, we start late, but all around the country, I know my sister is a teacher, and she's back to school this week. So, youch. Like, here
it
we go.
Really.
Here we go.
I know. It's warm outside, and it's hard to get people back to school because they all wear shorts and T-shirts and not their first back-to-school day outfit. But I'm sure it'll get cold enough soon enough here in Minnesota.
Indeed. Indeed. Very good stuff. Jill Renzo from Mall of America. We appreciate it. Thanks, Jill.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Back to school. Get going. In just a minute, we messed around with AI a little bit today. I'm not sure I don't know. I don't know about our robot overlords. And also, I don't know if I can say overlords. So we'll try that when we come back.